Jesus, fail me, Lord. Can I talk to you for a little while? We love you. And please, please, give us one more chance. Let us make it up to you. But the Lord said, I'm tired. He said, I'm so tired. I'm tired of all of my people living in sin. I'm tired of them fussing and fighting and killing each other. You got wars and rumors of wars every day. I'm tired of all these women making love to each other. I'm tired of women having abortions and killing all of my babies. He said, I'm tired. He said, I'm so tired. I'm tired of my people hating each other because of the color of their skin. I'm tired of so-called Christians hanging out at casinos, gambling all night long. I'm tired. I'm fed up, y'all. And I want you to go back down to earth and tell all of my people that every time they see the lightning flash and the thunder thunder roll, that's me sending them a warning that Jesus is coming again and it won't be long. He's coming like a thief in the night, y'all. And no man is gonna know the day or the hour, so you better get ready. I'm down on my knees praying every day that the Lord would just let me be one in that number when the saints come marching in. He told me to tell all you lying preachers and you false prophets, you better get your house in order, 'cause Jesus is sure not coming. And I want to be ready to meet him when he comes again, y'all. He said, tell all you lying presidents, kings and queens, governors, senators, congressmen, judges, lawyers, users and abusers, you better get your house in order. Jesus is coming.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I was walking and praying one morning. Matthew 7:7 came to me. Ask and you shall what? Receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. So I was praying that and I said, Lord, what's that? He said this, prayer is the place where you receive what you've been asking for. It's the place where you find what you've been looking for. And it's the place where things open up to you. Where doors open. So he said, every time you pray, expect to receive something, find something, or have some door open up to you. And so, boy, that got me excited about praying, because now I'm not just going through the motions, but now I have expectation when I pray. that God is going to meet me in prayer, and he's going to fellowship with me, and there's going to be an exchange. I'm going to exchange my weakness for his strength. I'm going to exchange my lack for his abundance. I'm going to exchange my sickness and my disease for his divine health and strength. You see, I'm going to exchange my foolishness for his wisdom. I'm going to exchange my sadness for his joy. I'm going to exchange my grief for his peace. Prayer is a place of a divine exchange. When you spend time with God, God doesn't take that as a light thing, because you have then answered the call to prayer. And then the Holy Ghost will help you in prayer. We got two intercessors, the Holy Ghost and Jesus. We can't lose. If we keep our eyes stayed on the Master, Holy Ghost begin to move through you with divine utterance. Start praying in the Spirit, and you're praying out mysteries in intercession. Intercession literally means to build a wall around. When you intercede for the lost, you're building a wall of protection around them until them fools can get saved. I don't mean that in a derogatory way, because I was once a fool myself. How many fools we had here before you? Now I'm a fool for Christ. I was a fool for the devil, now I'm a fool for Christ. Intercession builds a wall of protection around your family, around your job, around your income, around your health, around every area of your life. When you intercede and when you pray for other people, you're inviting God to get involved in their lives. So don't stop praying and interceding, because it is in prayer that God accomplishes what he wants to do in the earth. And it is through prayer that God does what he wants to do in you. Amen. You stop praying, you're going to get puny and weak and weary and worn and torn and tattered and beaten. You stop praying, it's like your supply line been cut off. People don't want to pray because it's hard on their flesh, because it interferes with their schedule. But it's one of the most important things that you can do as a believer is to keep that line of communication open, so you have your individual prayer life, but there's also a corporate prayer life. Peter didn't just pray by himself. John didn't just pray by himself. Paul didn't just pray by himself. They had prayer partners, people that they prayed together. In fact, Paul was released to fulfill his ministry in a prayer meeting with other believers as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, as they did it. The Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost says things in corporate prayer meetings that he won't speak to you in your private prayer time. Most people don't believe that, but they were so committed to prayer, they said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. We're not going to stop praying, and we're not going to stop ministering the word, getting the word in us and sharing the word. Prayer is so important. And it's one of the keys to you being able to continue on, because when you pray, you get re-energized and reinvigorated, and you get revived in prayer. Cece gave us a scripture that God says, I'll revive you. You get revived. You know, sometimes when we're out there in that world and we're bumping and rubbing shoulders with demons and people that the devil's in control of, that make life hard on you, that rub you the wrong way, sometimes your spiritual energy can be just like a battery, just drain you. Take all your energy dealing with some people. I mean, you know, some people just drain you. You get around them and just like all your strength, you were shouting in the morning, and when you left out of that room with that person, that you're dragged. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Gee, have mercy on me, gee. All your spiritual energy, that vim, vigor, and vitality that you had is somehow gone, done leaked out of you. What do? You run back to that place of prayer. See, Jesus knew when it was time for him to separate himself and get back in a place of prayer. And then he knew when his disciples were getting weary. Remember when he noticed that they were tired? They had been serving and blessing and being a blessing to other people. And Jesus said, come apart for a while and rest and be refreshed. Because I don't want you boys to get weary on me. Because when you get weary, your attitude goes out the door. When you get weary, you're going to short fuse. When you get weary, you're like a snapping turtle, like a bad bulldog, wanting to bite everything that come around you. Children walk in and say, mama, mama, get out of here right now. I ain't got time for you. When you get weary, you ain't got no patience. Your long suffering is gone. You know when you get weary with a situation? Oh, I'm going to tell you, some of y'all lose your religion. Some of you revert back. You just have a flashback. Just. Stuff start coming out your mouth you ain't said in 5 years. 10 years. When you get weary, oh, you're a miserable creature. Right? When you're weary, it's hard to walk in love when you're weary. You don't want to love them, you want to kick them. When you're weary, you ain't got no kind words coming out. They're sharp, sarcastic, condescending. Some of y'all won't fight when you get weary. Just be honest about it. You'll hit anything come around. Bible say, don't be weary in well doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you don't give up. Now, turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Don't be weary in well doing. Here, God's going to give us a word that will help us to know what to do when we start feeling weariness come on us. See, weariness just don't overtake you by surprise. You can tell when you start getting tired with a situation. You can tell when it starts keeping you up at night. Isaiah 40. Look at verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. So you see, God is not weary, and he is never weary with us. Because his mercies endure forever. Amen. So there's something about the character and the nature of God that don't allow him to be weary. And God has decided of his own volition to share that part of him with us so that we are not weary when it comes to doing the right thing. Listen to this. He gives power to the faint. What does he do? So you mean I can have power from God? That God would give power to me, to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. So when your tank run low, you need to get back in a place of prayer. You need to go pray again and say, Lord, forgive me for my attitude, but I'm getting weary with this and I need help right now. And you need to start praying in the Holy Ghost and let God pour strength and power back into you.